Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
In Britain, questions over the tax affairs of the former Chancellor Nadeem Zahawi continue. In a statement released on Saturday, the now Tory party chair said Revenue concluded his tax errors were careless and not deliberate after it emerged he'd agreed to pay millions to the tax agency in December. Now, in the last hour, it has been reported that the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has asked his new ethics advisor to investigate Zahawi's tax settlement with Revenue and Customs. And with the very latest, I'm joined on the line now by Kevin Maguire, Associate Editor with the Daily Mirror. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So we have a statement, do we, from Zahawi on in response to the Prime Minister's announcement about an inquiry. What's he saying?
We do. The Prime Minister said integrity and accountability are important, which is why he's asked for an inquiry by his ethics advisor, his new ethics advisor, Sir Laurie Magnus, who's an old Etonian establishment banker just recently appointed, while Nadeem Zahawi, now the chair of the Conservative Party, has issued his own statement saying he has nothing to hide, that he's behaved... He's acted properly throughout and has welcomed the inquiry. But it's a gathering storm here because it's come out in dribs and drabs.
Yes.
Last Wednesday, the Prime Minister said, oh, it's all been dealt with, everything's clear. Now now the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is saying there are questions to answer.
Yeah, he's saying that on the one hand, but on the other hand, he was talking to reporters this morning, the Prime Minister, and continued to back Zahawi in his current role as chairman of the party, despite over the weekend, so many people, I know there were plenty of opposition people in this camp, but also some Tory MPs saying his position just isn't tenable.
No, you're right. You would expect Labour and the other political parties, Liberal Democrats, SNP, to pile in. Sometimes these questions, these attacks can be legitimate. Other times they, of course, are just party political. But there's a lot of unease in the Conservative Party. And Ian Duncan Smith, former leader of the Tory party and a one-time cabinet minister, said he believes Nadeem Zahawi will have acted well because he is his friend. But he needed to be more transparent and get all the facts out there, because there's a whiff around it because of the amount of money involved, believed to be more than £5 million, including a penalty thought to be 30% from the HMRC, which it appears, and it's come out in dribs and drabs, is that when he was appointed Chancellor, Nadeem Zahawi was in negotiations with the HMRC that he was in political control of. It's an extraordinary position.
Absolutely. Now, you said there was a whiff around it. There's a whiff around something else as well. This is the now chairman of the BBC allegedly helping Boris Johnson to secure a loan guarantee up to £800,000 was his reported credit facility. And this happened weeks before the Prime Minister at the time, Boris Johnson, recommended this man for the job of BBC chairman. This is according to a report in the Sunday Times. What's happening with this story?
Yeah, you couldn't really make it up, could you, actually? And there are protestations of innocence all round again. But it is absolutely extraordinary that Richard Sharp, now the BBC chair, actually admits he did discuss a loan guarantee of £800,000 for the Prime Minister before he was appointed. And says the Cabinet Secretary, Simon Case, after his appointment, basically said he shouldn't get involved in the Prime Minister's financial affairs again. But he was in talks with a distant cousin in Canada of Johnson, a guy called Sam Blythe, who's very, very wealthy, in arranging this cash for the Prime Minister. Now, it is utterly extraordinary. When Boris Johnson's spokesperson was asked about it, he said, who cares? A kind of nonchalant shrug of the shoulders. Nothing to see here.
You might care if you were working at the BBC today. I mean, what is the future of Richard Sharp as chairman of the BBC?
I would have thought it's precarious. He's digging in. And of course, he's also again said, look, there was no conflict of interest. All he did was simply connect Mr. Blythe, the very wealthy businessman who was going to underwrite the overdraft for Johnson, with the cabinet secretary, Simon Case, of course, as anybody could do. It's like people at the top in a small circle are behaving in a way which they think is completely normal, but to everybody else on the outside, it looks rather privileged and full of entitlement.
Yeah, and the Daily Mirror front page encapsulates it pretty well this morning. Picture of Zahawi, pay your taxes, Rishi Sunak, wear a seatbelt, Boris Johnson, go to a bank, and you say they still don't get it. Do you think the public mood is changing again around this government? I mean, there was some confidence there when Rishi Sunak took over. Have you seen any signs that these three situations now are going to change that pretty quickly?
Yeah, not wearing his seatbelt in the car and having a video of him talking in it and then putting it out was extraordinary, which is why he got a £100 fixed penalty fine for that. He's inherited the BBC chair and the Boris Johnson business as far as where we are aware. Zawari, what he knew and when, we're not so sure. So in some ways, he's got legacy issues, but mm-hmm. then it comes down to how you deal with them. Because in less than 100 days ago, when he stood on the steps of Downing Street, as he was basically selected by Conservative MPs without a contest to replace Liz Truss, he said that integrity, professionalism and transparency all mattered. There seems to have been perhaps a little deficit there, might be the nice way to say it. And when the economy is going badly and people's living standards are plummeting and Britain's hit by a wave of strikes by workers attempting to protect their living standards, I think when it appears at the top that there are slightly different rules, it doesn't go down well, and certainly Labour are way ahead in the polls. And there was an opinion poll at the weekend which showed Keir Starmer, the Labour opposition leader, was rated much more highly than Rishi Sunak himself.
Okay, unlikely to change in light of these stories that are swirling around. Something else I wanted to ask you about, Kevin, was Ghislaine Maxwell, the disgraced socialite who's in prison now. She has given an interview, hasn't she, for Talk TV from prison. So we get to see her and hear her. And she's saying that photograph, which most people will know if you think about Prince Andrew standing next to Virginia Giuffre, she says that photograph is fake.
Yes, Prince Andrew's in it, Ghislaine Maxwell and Virginia Giuffre. And it was in Ghislaine Maxwell's Muse House in London. She says it's fake. A lawyer in the US said the Prince Andrew team would have had access to the original photograph and did not challenge it. Now, his camp suggested in the past it was fake without coming up with any evidence. And of course, she was convicted of multiple sex trafficking offences in connection with her friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. And it's been put around this photograph is fake before, but a legal settlement was agreed by Prince Andrew for many millions of pounds, and there's been no proof this photograph is fake, and it's been around for many years, but she is still protesting her innocence. So I'm sure it would not have been in Maxwell's interest to say it was actually genuine.
And what's happening with that legal settlement made by Prince Andrew? I see reports today that he wants to revisit it.
I know, an American lawyer saying there were no way you can do that because you made an agreement. You signed an agreement, you paid money, you made certain admissions, although not sexually exploiting the young woman concerned. Now the talk does seem to be that he wishes to challenge it because a case she was bringing against an American lawyer, she dropped Virginia Giuffre, saying it may have been a case of mistaken identity. But I would have thought Andrew's brother, Charles, now King Charles, probably needs this like a hole in the head when he's planning his coronation.
It's interesting isn't it interesting that one of the reasons why Prince Andrew, it's reported, feels that he can challenge this is because he has some cash now because he got an inheritance.
Because of course his mother died, and he's also sold a ski chalet in Switzerland that he partly owned, but No, it's just extraordinary. It looks like he'll get nowhere legally, but presumably he hopes to, at the very least, create some doubt to try and persuade some people that he didn't settle the case for nefarious reasons.
Yeah, we'll keep the story alive for a little bit longer, which mightn't be in his best interest.
No, absolutely.
Kevin, thank you so much. Kevin Maguire there, Associate Editor with the Daily Mirror. We're going to be talking about sleep after this, and sleep myths will be separating the truth from fiction.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.